بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر، وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، الذي يقول في كتابه: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. Today, throughout Southern California, this Friday sermon has been dedicated to speak and to promote the unity among the Shias and the Sunnis. And that should be our top priority. We should not shy away from this subject, neither we should sweep it under the carpet. We have a crisis in the Middle East, a crisis in most Arab and Muslim countries. Now that I am standing on this podium and talking to you, sectarianism caused many bloodshed. Right now, the Turkish army is fighting the Syrian army, and both people from both sides are being killed and murdered. And both are Muslims. Both are Muslims. And one of the reasons of this war is sectarianism. One of the reasons. Beside the blood that has been shed in Yemen, Arabian Peninsula, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Bahrain, and else, and etc., etc., and Afghanistan and Pakistan and many other countries, we are responsible before God. This is a very sensitive subject that requires our attention, requires our care, requires that we address this and we work together and we respect each other. We need to stand together, my friends. When I say unity, don't get me wrong. Unity does not mean that we abrogate our own schools of thought. We give up the schools of thought, the madhahib, and then we are unified in one school of thought. That does not happen. Because God says in this book, we created you different, with different backgrounds, with different intelligence, with different understanding, with different approaches. And this is not something bad. This is not a disease. This is something good. So you look at others, you study others, you discover others, and you learn from others. And then you become united with others. Diversity is not something wrong. It's something right. Something right. Diversity is one of the reasons of strength in human societies. So we are not to give up our aqeedah and then we are unified in one school, one path, one opinion. This is not right. It means that despite our diversity, our hearts can be together. Our minds can be together. We can still work together. My friends, today the Muslims are working with the Christians together. They are working with the Jews together. They are working with the Baha'is, with the Buddhists, with the Hindus together. So why they don't work among themselves? Why they don't approach each other and reach out to each other and respect each other? This is what we need to do today. This is the priority of every Muslim, male and female, in our societies. Maybe we cannot bring our aqa'id together. We're still going to have differences. But we can bring our hearts together and our hands together and work together and help each other and stay away from the evil of sectarianism. Our countries are bleeding, my friends. And who's the main and the only beneficiary? Who's? When the Shias and the Sunnis are fighting, who's the winner? The Shias are winner? No. Sunnis are winner? No. They're common enemy. We have a common enemy who tries to sow the seeds of division among us. He pits one country against the other. He says, I stand with these countries against that country. I stand with the Sunni countries against the Shia country. You know who that enemy is. So we have to be smart. We should not be naive. We should not be naive. If our enemies stand with one country, it does not mean they love them. They hate them because they want to destroy all countries. They don't have a friend. They don't have a friend. We should not be fooled. We have to respect each other and work together. And work together because this division is holding us back. Holding us back from advancing together as one family. So what should we do to avoid division? These are four or five steps. Number one, things that leads into division and divisiveness are when we consider those who are different from us in aqidah, in a school of thought, they are non-Muslims. We brand them easily, brand them mushrik, kafir. This is wrong. When we don't consider them to be Muslims, they are non-believers, they are Muslims. We are the mainstream Islam and they are a fringe, they are a cult. This is not right. This is not right. We should respect all Muslims. Everyone who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, should be respected, should be honored. So no room for excommunicating others and excluding others from Islam. We are all Muslims, Ummah Wahida. Yes, we have different opinions, no problem. Different thoughts, different philosophies in this life. A husband and wife can differ, two brothers can differ. So this is the tabi'ah, the nature of this life. We can differ, but at the end we have to stay together. Number two, using inflammatory language, insulting language, divisive language, derogatory language when we speak about each other. We shouldn't do that. I don't like to hear someone saying about an important school in Islam, those are Rafida, rejectors. This is not good. And if this term is found and was promoted by such and such 700 years ago, some of them are called Shaykhul Islam, he's wrong. Doesn't mean he's ma'soom, he did something right. So we should not repeat the wrong. Because some people say, I'm not saying this, someone, a scholar can be wrong. Who said a scholar is always right? Doesn't make sense. When that creates division and a bloodshed, and that scholar caused many bloodshed until now, we should stop from, refrain from using these inflammatory terms. Respect each other. We are all Muslims. All Muslims. We have the same book, the same Qibla, the same prayers. We have some minor differences. It's okay. It's okay. Whether Imam Ali was the first caliph or the fourth caliph, this is 1400 years ago. We should not fight over that today. Something happened in the past. We should focus on now and the future. We should not keep ourselves away from each other because you have this belief and I have that belief. We shouldn't do that. This is wrong. Number three, my friends, radicals and fanatics in both schools. We have fanatics who preach hate and division in both schools. We have to admit to this. They should not be rewarded or promoted or helped, neither financially nor spiritually nor morally. Stay away from them. They are leading you to Jahannam, to bloodshed. Stay away. Go after the ulama who speak about unity, who speak about understanding, mutual understanding, mutual respect. Those the ulama. Maybe a fiery brand, a scholar, can attract people because he speaks about something strange. Even today the media, if they don't say something strange, you don't listen to them. Once they say something strange, people tune in. But we should not be naive. We should use our brain, not our atifa, not our emotion. Allah says in the book, Inna ummatakum hadhihi. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida. Wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. The other thing, yes, we have differences, but where do we address these differences? In every occasion? In every place? No. It has a special arenas, special circles, and that is the circles of the ulama among themselves. Because they have background, they study. So it's okay for them to speak about their, and also to debate about their differences, but not among all the people. All the people do not know anything, believe me. It breaks my heart when I find, when I see why I'm standing on this podium. A Sunni brother comes into this mosque, and once he realizes this is a Shia mosque, he leaves. I don't blame him. I blame his teacher, his sheikh who taught him hatred, who taught him division. I don't blame that person. I blame the mosque that he goes to and the sheikh that he listens to, who tells him the Shias are non-Muslims, so run away immediately. When you find out this is a Shia mosque, run away. This is wrong. These things should not happen in America. Shouldn't happen in America. In a society where you are surrounded by non-Muslims, your neighborhood, your house, do you live in a Muslim country, in a Muslim neighborhood? Would you run away from your neighbor if he's a Jew, if he's a Christian, if he's Mormon, if he's atheist? You don't run away from him. You shake hands with him. You receive him. He's your friend. You are working with him. You are living in the same street with him. So don't do these things. Neither the Shias should do these things. I always encourage my fellow friends, brothers and sisters. Wherever you stop, Friday prayers arrives, you are near a masjid. Go into that masjid. Don't look at the name of the masjid. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. These places belong to God. Don't call them names. Don't brand them here and there. And last but not least, we need to learn from each other. We should not be judgmental and suspicious about each other. Leave the aqidah aside. Treat people as human beings. This is what Ahlul Bayt, our imams, this is what their leader, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us to do. That we don't judge people according to their aqidah. I deal with you as a human being. I don't care what school you follow, what nationality you have, what passport you carry, what color you have. I don't care. I care about your soul, your character, your nafs. You are insan. You are insan. You are a human being. You are my counterpart. You are my equal. النَّاسُ صِنْفَانْ إِمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Equal to you in a creation. Therefore, I have to reach out to you. I shouldn't be suspicious of you. I advise you, my friends, I've been serving you for 24 years. And I advise you to reach out to others, to your Muslim friends. Reach out to them. Invite them to your house. Go to their masajid. Work with them. Receive them with open arms. Receive them with a true love, genuine love. The month of Ramadan is ahead of us. Try to invite them for iftar. Go to their homes for iftar. Let's break these barriers. artificial barriers, jahili barriers. These barriers are not Islamic, jahili. Let's remove them. Let's pray shoulder to shoulder, stand shoulder to shoulder, and leave the judgment to God. Leave the judgment on the day of judgment to God. I'm not saying that we should not acknowledge the differences. We have differences. Stay where you are. Be proud of your madhab, but don't fight others. Don't hate others. Reach out to others. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد Mu'mineen, I said something last night here, and I will repeat it. We should not have phobia about coronavirus. But at the same time, we should preserve the hygiene. So